You're listening to Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Sarah McCammon. With the presidential election campaign wrapping up in less than a month, Iowa continues to get lots of attention. Today, we begin a weekly series we're calling Fact Check Fridays, where we examine what candidates are saying when they visit our state. Joining me now is IPR reporter Clay Masters. Hi, Clay.
Hi, Sarah.
So, Clay, first of all, let's get a sense of where we're at. Several polls after the first presidential debate have shown some growth for Republican nominee Mitt Romney after what many considered a weak performance by President Obama. How's the race looking here in Iowa?
You're right. A lot of these polls from different swing states around the country have come out showing some growth for Romney, picking up a point or two. And here in Iowa, the latest poll shows Mr. Obama still with a small lead. And, of course, we don't know how last night's vice presidential debate will impact those numbers.
And Clay, you've been covering the candidates, as a lot of us have. Governor Romney was in Iowa this week. And what did you hear from voters when you covered that event?
Yeah, he was at a farm just west of Des Moines in Van Meter. Governor Romney was saying, I want you to find one person that voted for President Obama last time and convert them. And there were several of those folks in the audience that I spoke with. Melinda Christensen of West Des Moines, she and her husband say they're doing just fine, but they both point to the economy as their biggest concern in the election. Here's what she had to tell me.
When I voted for Obama, I really appreciated his, you know, he just kind of got people together, rallied people about hope, and he was going to make things better, and I just really, I guess, bought into it, I guess, is what it would be. I had no reservations of not voting for him this time, so.
So what's moving her in the direction of Governor Romney?
Well, Melinda is an independent contractor for a company that uses Medicaid dollars to help provide services for people in Iowa. And she told me a little earlier in the campaigning, Romney made a comment about how it would be nice to have states distribute Medicaid dollars instead of the Fed. And that really resonated with her.
So that's kind of a health issue, but really also an economic issue. How much did Romney focus on the economy?
He focused on the economy, but really through the lens of agriculture and farm policy. This was a pretty short speech. It was like 15 minutes. He criticized the president for his policy on agriculture, and specifically he talked about the estate tax, or what he referred to as the death tax. Now, this is a tax that's levied on property when it changes hands after the owner's death. He said that this is very harmful to family farms.
And what do we know about how many farmers would be affected by the estate tax as it currently stands?
Yeah, so many experts, including Neil Harrell, who's an Iowa State ag economist, was quoted this week as saying that the impact is very small on Iowa farmers because the majority of landowners give their land to descendants as a gift before their deaths. In a Des Moines Register report this week, Harrell said 2010 IRS data showed that nationally, just a little bit more than 6,700 estates paid the death tax, and only 990 of them were farms. So to give you some perspective, Iowa alone has more than 90,000 farm operations within its border.
And while he was here in Iowa, Clay, Romney made a comment about the deadly attack on the American consulate in Benghazi, Libya, that has gotten some attention. What did he say, and what have people been saying about it?
Well, a lot of people have been critical of Mitt Romney as being not a very personable guy. And in the second half of this short speech in Van Meter, he tried to get a little bit personal, and he talked about meeting an ex-Navy SEAL at a Christmas party some years ago with his wife, Ann. Here's what he had to say.
You can imagine how I felt when I found out that he was one of the two former Navy SEALs killed in Benghazi on September 11th. And it touched me, obviously, as I recognized this young man that I thought was so impressive had lost his life in the service of his fellow men and women.
And for voter Naomi Thomasy, who was in the crowd, that part of the speech really stuck out for her. She said that gave an insight into Mitt Romney the man.
It was very sad what happened in Benghazi. His personal story was interesting. I think there's a real person in there, and he kind of hides behind, well, not hides behind, but he hides that a little bit. You know, he tries to be a good politician, but really I think he needs to let his true self come out. He's a very good man.
Romney continued to talk about this ex-Navy SEAL, and the mother of this man actually called the campaign and asked him to stop.
And they've agreed to do that, correct?
Yes.
So that's just a look at a few of the things that Governor Romney had to say here in Iowa this past week. We'll be checking in with the rest of the candidates, other candidates in the weeks to come before the election. Thank you, Clay.
Thanks, Sarah.